Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Tuesday morning, you're listening to Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Gary, along with my partner Tanner Schwint. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. The weather, wow, this is going to be weird what we're about to get into here. We're going to have nice stuff for a couple of days, but I mean, today and tomorrow we've got a chance of some showers, and then things are going to heat up to what, near 90 before they cool off to the 50s. I just saw snow mentioned as a possibility. What, freezing Friday into Saturday?
That's right. Maybe? Yep, there's a possibility of a freeze. Talking with Cody Wilson yesterday here on the program, he said, yeah, don't be surprised if you see some flurries flying around out there, which is just bizarre to be talking about, especially when it's going to be 90 on Thursday with gusty winds on Thursday. But a beautiful morning to start your day here on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so far we do have that chance of showers rolling in today, which again would be wonderful. I want to say quickly, thank you to my beautiful wife,
yes,
Kyla.
Thank you.
She gave us a gift christening us as Good Morning NoCo. She's very proud that I'm doing a show with you. She absolutely loves you. And she got a secured coffee maker for ourselves for in here. So me, you, and Angel can have good coffee each morning.
How I love it. And we know how vitally important coffee is this early in the morning.
It's one of my three favorite fluids.
You are, I'm not going to ask what the other two are. I can guess one of them. I don't know what the other one is. My brain's working on it, but I'm not getting there. I'm going to keep talking until I can think about it.
Gravy and beer.
Okay. That's better than I thought. But is this Keurig going in your office? I'm not a coffee snob. We've got a coffee machine here that Angel fires up every morning. I'm very grateful for it.
I won't have to worry about you guys.
No. we're diving into the Keurig. So, Kyla, seriously, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you bringing that in. And
we'll accept gifts all day long.
Yeah.
If anybody else has a christening the show gift, they would love to lay upon us.
It's a dangerous game you're playing. You know that, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. But again, I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Brian is back from Washington, D.C. After a very, very cool trip with Honor Flight.
It was an amazing experience. If you don't know about Honor Flight and what it does, what happened on Sunday, we all gathered at the ranch in Loveland. We had 122 vets. We had two from World War II. We had 122 total. And we had Vietnam vets. We had Korean War vets. And getting to be a part of this and seeing a World War II veteran see the World War II Memorial for the first time and probably only time in their life. Incredible to get to experience. See these Korean War veterans walk through that Korean War Memorial and see that and feel that was incredible. And the Vietnam Wall, of course, is so packed with emotion, release. You can tangibly feel it when you're there. It's absolutely incredible. And the people I got to visit with, I got to spend 2 days on planes, buses, everywhere with all of these vets.
Planes, trains, automobiles?
Seriously. And you just sit back and listen. I tried to just listen to the stories, and the stories were incredible. Ended up visiting with one guy who grew up surfing with the Beach Boys, had gotten up and played with them before. He used to tour along the California coast and be in bands and so forth at that time. We're at the Vietnam Women's Memorial.
Hmm.
And we're looking. There's I believe, three figurines that are in this statue. And, I'm taking it all in, and then I get back on the bus, and the gentleman in front of me says, did you happen to, get a look at that memorial? I said, I did. He said, did you see? He said, and then he showed me a picture of the memorial, showed me one of the gals who was in it that was made into one of the statues.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I knew her, this woman.
Wow.
And then he went through his phone and showed me a picture of her when she was young with him. And just that kind of, what are the odds?
Right.
That you're going to have that. But getting these guys to say, it's the first time I felt welcomed home. Driving down to the airport and seeing the mile of smiles and seeing all of these flags. My grandkids were on the side of the road with homemade signs. And for me, as a grandparent, to look out and see your grandkids holding welcome home signs and thank you, just ripped my heart out. It was so beautiful. But what really got me, Tanner, we do something when we get them on the plane that they remember from being in the service. All of a sudden you hear, mail call. and come down the aisle. And what we've done is we've gone to local schools and have kids write letters to veterans.
Oh, wow.
And then every veteran gets a pack of mail, and they sit there and read it like they used to do with letters from home. And to see the amount of tears that hit these, you know, 70, 80, and 90-year-old men as they're reading these letters from kids was so priceless. It was amazing to sit next and see that emotion and then hear, you know, these kids wrote this. I got to stop. I can't read anymore. I got to stop right now. I'm going to save this for later. And, man, that you can do that and be a part of that, incredible. So thank you to everybody who was on this flight, all the veterans, all the guardians, and a big thank you to our medical staff. It takes an amazing amount of work and people to do this, and our medical staff was just incredible helping these people, whether it be to the bathroom or anywhere. There's so much limited mobility when you start to get into that age set and what they've been through. So it takes a massive work to do it, and my hat's off to everybody on that board and everybody who was a part of it. If you want to volunteer, be a part of things, go to highplaneshonorflight.org and learn all about the organization.
Oh, it's incredible. And those memorials, we were just talking about it, Brian. I mean, those memorials are so powerful when you're there by yourself or with people who haven't served. I cannot imagine what they're like with that many veterans there.
We had several who, as we were approaching the Vietnam Wall, that would just drop. They would just drop to their knees. And, you know, there were several who looked at a couple panels and then said, I can't do it anymore. I just need to get out of sight from it and go and sit. Then you sit and visit, and through that even, stories start to come out. Healing starts to come out. They tell you things they've never told their family or anybody else. It is an absolutely amazing experience that anybody who's ever done it knows what I'm saying and would want to do it again and be a part of it. I will never miss one as long as I have a chance to go.
No, it's incredible, man. I mean, just the stories that you're telling, it's gotten me. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm in next year. I want to be there. I want to be there to support these people who have sacrificed so much for us. Incredible by you and everybody on that board at High Plains Honor Flight.
And I want to also thank Jeremy Hubbard and the crew from Fox 31.
Yes.
We're on the flight with us. Visited with Jeremy a lot, an absolutely wonderful guy. His heart was totally into this, and they're going to be doing a piece and a special on this on Memorial Day. So you can look for that coming up on Fox 31. And again, thank you to Jeremy and his whole crew that was on this with us.
He does great work. I mean, we do have a lot of truly great media members here in the state of Colorado. I think we take it for granted at times, but there's a lot of people out there who truly care about the things that matter. That's incredible, man. I mean, it's so moving with all of that. So
it is. And I'm just blessed to have had the opportunity and to get to feel it. I'm a very lucky dude, and I have a great appreciation for this country and the people who serve it. I might not always like what's going on, and I don't agree with things, or I might agree with things and all that. None of that matters when it comes down to, look, I'm going to stand for the flag, and I'm going to stand for it every time that it goes up. I will never ever change my point of view on that.
Country before politics, every day of the week, my
Absolutely.
Man. I mean, that's the way that it's meant to be. Thanks so much for sharing those stories, Brian. I mean, I know our listeners love it. I love hearing about them as well. So that's really awesome. It really is. And the stories that you get to come away with are incredible. But it's Good Morning NOCO here on KFKA. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today: love them or hate them? Roundabouts.
Oh, roundabouts.
We've got,
man,
a bunch coming in here. Michelle says, hate, in all caps, and three exclamation points. Bruce says, I would love them more if people would learn how to properly use them. They're infinitely better than four-way stops, in my opinion. Desiree says, love the idea of them. Hate that most don't know how to actually use them. Jeremy just sends in a thumbs down. So I'm going to guess he falls under a hate them. But where most people are falling is you like the idea, don't like that most people don't know how to use them.
Cheryl says, stupid, dangerous, cheap way of putting in a stop sign or stoplight, and idiots that don't know how to drive wouldn't get it.
Okay, wow, that's very aggressive.
Yes, it was. Ray just says, love them, as does George. Lynn says, better than waiting for people to figure out who has the right of way at a four-way stop.
Right.
You were talking about that earlier.
And I don't like, you know, here's the thing. We've got a lot of comments coming in saying, well, people don't know how to use them. somebody who has chimed in is the problem. Oh, I'm just saying that right now. Somebody out there is like, if people knew how to use them better, then I'd love them. But like, you are the people. I'm just letting you know.
Perfect timing for Todd Harding chimed in. he wrote in, love them as long as people don't stop like a stop sign. And that's, you are that guy, Todd.
I mean, I'll honestly sit here and say that I've been confused once in a while on them. I mean, I'm not going to just say, oh, everybody sucks and not say that I share part of the problem.
I've had a moment or two of suckitude.
Right. Yes, that's right. Well, people on Twitter are 71% of them saying they love them. So
this has been going back and forth all morning already. I love the Happy Life Gardens poll question each day.
It's incredible. And give us a vote on Twitter at Tanner Schwint, Facebook, Good Morning NoCo, or on our J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. 717 the time. More Good Morning NoCo when we come back on the other side, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I'm really excited to introduce this next segment. This is something we're going to do because there's so many dumb people out there, and of high prominence, and they always say something stupid.
We're talking about our government officials.
For the most part. But it's going to be, what are they thinking about? And this first installment, well, let's just get into it. Biden. All right, let's play this clip here. He's talking about the high inflation rates. This is just bizarre to me.
Look, I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
I can taste the frustration. Look. It's full of bitterness and vinegar. It's
that's your 39% approval rating there, Biden. I think that's what you're tasting.
That clip's going to hang around for years to come. I've tasted frustration many times, Joe.
Play the full thing for me again. Oh, he closed out of it.
Stall.
He did that.
Stretch
stall.
It, guys.
We got to talk.
God.
Weather, right? It's incredible out there.
It's gonna be wacky. That, how about global warming?
Man.
Yeah,
Al Gore, right?
Yeah, what about it?
What
inconvenient.
How
inconvenient.
You know, I think if somebody other than Al Gore presented this, we would have been all right.
What am I doing? This is a field I'm not into. Suddenly I'm diving in.
Do we have it now?
And then you gotta just wonder what.
I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
The frustration, it tastes a lot like baby formula, but you can't get it anymore. That's the frustration. It tastes like gasoline at $6 a gallon. You know, the frustration, it tastes like inflation.
It's
with a hint of maple.
Oh. You know? It's insane. It's insanity.
No, and today it's Joe. Tomorrow it could be.
Anybody.
I mean, we
right.
can go on with this for.
Oh, my. No, there's not.
No.
Taste it.
Oh.
Look.
He's talking about the Rockies.
Yeah. I know you're frustrated. Yeah, that does apply to the Rockies as well. But
we are damn frustrated.
Oh,
though.
Well, and it's just everything right now. There's not a lot of positive things to point to and say, we got this going for us right now. I mean, we got the abs.
But no, this economy is flat out brutal. And I'm not pointing the blame on any particular because I think it's taken a village to get us to this point as well.
Yeah.
But, man, I tell you, I've been around for a while and I can't remember finding everything that you buy comes with sticker shock.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's literally everything.
It is, and I, you know, like my wife and I went to just go get, okay, we each got a burger, and, you know, we each got a combo meal at a restaurant. You know, it's like $23. You know where?
It's insane.
It just seems so. If you got a family of four,
oh yeah,
you can't even afford to go out to a fast food restaurant anymore.
No, and this is the issue with what happened during COVID when a booming economy got brought to its knees, and it was just struck down in a hurry when we all locked everything up. You had this economy that was rolling, and what happened was you had people, big corporations typically, that were able to stay open. And so they were able to at least generate money. Maybe they were breaking even. I don't know what they made. They probably made a bunch while they were able to stay open. Like the fast, like you talk about the McDonald's and these things, these corporate-owned companies. Then as you start to open things back up and you've pumped so much money from the government into the system, how do you make that up? And you've got local businesses that can't match the pay that these corporate chains can do now. So the corporate businesses are having to hike the prices up to try and stay competitive so they can keep the doors open. We have just created a whirlwind of crap for our economy to deal with. And it's difficult, and we're feeling it right now.
No, we definitely are. And you know, it's just... Not to equate it to sports, like the Rockies are going through this very frustrating stretch. And your hope is that they can catch fire, turn it around, and rally and pull the season out. Can we do anything to turn the economy around, to rally it and try to pull something out here? I know for many it looks very, very dark, and they don't see, you know, any hope in that. Is there any hope?
There's got to be some. If you're comparing them to the Rockies, there's a lot of people who want a new head man, too. I'm just saying, throwing that out there as well.
You think he's the best one out there.
Dick Monfort, are you talking about?
No. Oh, owner. I thought you were talking about manager.
Oh, no. But no, oh, no. Yeah, no. Oh. Head man. You get it? Okay.
Way up there.
You get
it?
Yeah, there it is.
Gotcha.
All right, 728
hey,
the time.
I talked about politics for a minute.
There you go.
I'm done.
So proud of
Let's
you.
Let's come up with room.
I'm so proud of you.
Two rhyming words.
All right. I do want to say thanks to Otto Taylor here in Greeley. They're off 16th Street in Greeley. European cars. If you've owned one of those, you know that it's difficult to get them worked on. You got to have a professional do it. We were talking with another mechanic here in town. They're like, European cars are very difficult to work on.
Yes.
Otto Taylor specializes in that. They've got the right tools that can tailor your car the way that you need them to be. I've worked with Brent before. He is incredible. It's Otto Taylor in Greeley. 729. More Good Morning NOCO when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
What a new drug.
It's an 80s Tuesday on Good Morning NOCO. Live from the Allo Communications Studios, it's a party. Hopefully everybody's starting their day off right.
What was that word?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully I can be better at saying words. Our Happy Life Garden poll question today, roundabouts. Love them or hate them. I about read Michelle's again. Michelle really caught my attention with the all caps and three exclamation points. Hate! Yeah. Zach chiming in saying hate them as well. I love the portals to hell. People are very passionate about this. I tell you what, Brian, when our shows merged, I'm like, okay, you're coming up with the poll questions. This is admittedly not a strong suit for me. And I posted a lot of them. You know, what's your stance on abortion, and nobody got into fights, and then all of a sudden we're talking about roundabouts, and people have more vitriol spewing from them about roundabouts. But
I know the issues that shape our world.
People can express those and not get hated for them.
But everyone has their. It's amazing the emotional connection around roundabouts and how vehemently some people hate them.
Right.
And yeah, and I'm getting hate them. I absolutely hate them. Go through the middle. I would like that one with two lanes in New Jersey. Sometimes the car in the circle do not have the right of way. Depends on which road is considered major. Diana sounds like she's definitely experienced a lot of them. Erica thinks they're very efficient, but people aren't really grasping the concept.
Okay, people, quit pointing the finger to other people. Sometimes we got to point that finger right at ourselves.
Yeah, she should just bang bang into the back of the person who isn't doing it right.
Teach. Drive aggressively.
Teach.
Yeah, don't drive on the defensive. Drive on the offensive.
That's Tanner Schwinn. 1010
yeah. AFKA. Yeah, I apologize. Twitter is on the other side of Facebook right now. 71% of people are saying that they love them on Twitter right now.
But Facebook, we're getting more hate.
Yeah, that's a big surprise.
Yeah, boy, we never see hate or bigotry or any of that stuff on Facebook. Yeah, none of that.
That's what Elon Musk brings. Never mind. We're going away from it.
Is he still buying it, by the way?
I don't know. It's on hold.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Did you see Snoop Dogg threw his hat in the ring? We need to break that down. Or his dupe, one of the two he threw in there. 7:34 the time. Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest, when we come back. But first, bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. In the Allo Communications Studios, it is Good Morning NoCo on an 80s Tuesday this morning. Angel Padilla doing the production work for us. I am Tanner Schwinn.
I am Brian Gary.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Joining us now up on the hotline, it is Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, good to have you back on the morning show.
Glad to be back with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Nice to meet you. I'm Brian. Glad to have you aboard, man.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it. Tommy indicated to me after he subbed for me last week that he's going to have some demands for the next time. I think green M&Ms or something to that effect.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't at all. We had fun with him, by the way, but now it's nice to meet the creator.
Father is another word you're looking for.
Have you ever been called creator of anything, Chris?
I don't know that I have. I kind of like that sound. I may put that on my business card.
Please do. Get one of those little things for your desk that has that as your job title. I love that.
Absolutely. I may have him start addressing me in that way as well.
That'd be pretty good. I like that, Chris. But I have to admit, I did not know that your son worked with you over there at BizWest. How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, he's doing a great job. He does a lot for us on some new developments that are occurring in the region, as well as many other projects. So, yeah, nice to have him with us.
All right, Chris. Well, let's dive into business here. There is a portion of Greeley, as Greeley continues to expand its downtown, and that does include over between 16th Street and between 7th and 10th Avenues. They've got a plan to revitalize that.
Yeah, it's kind of in the early stages, but the Greeley City Council last week had a work session on plans for really redevelopment of the 16th Street corridor. So this would be from 16th Street, from 10th Avenue, all the way to 7th Avenue. And they're looking at a wide variety of options there, including some work on some of the existing buildings and improving facades, existing business improvements, redevelopment of some vacant buildings. But there's a lot more to it. There'll be a lot of streetscape improvements, but they're also looking, and I had to even think about where this was, but there is a canal there, the number 3 Greeley Canal, and they're actually looking at improving that area and making it more of a feature, a water feature through that part of Greeley. So it's really kind of an interesting project. It's still in its early stages, as I said, but there will be some more discussion in June when the public works staff will present a capital improvement plan to the council at a June work session. But it's an area to keep an eye on. As you know, that whole area from downtown up to the university has really been enjoying a revitalization here in recent years with lots of new projects. And this would be kind of an extension on that. I know that the city wants to create more of that connection between the university and the downtown core. And this would be one way for them to do that.
Now, what this canal that you were talking about, that's what got my attention. Is it going to be for
floating?
Is it
going to
be for
your face?
I mean, is it going to be for floating? I mean, is it what is it going to be? What is this? Is it just going to be for viewing? What is this canal all about?
You know, I think right now it's a little unclear, but they're looking to convert it into a feature. That will be kind of a draw. There'll be some walking paths, some lighted walking paths, on trees added on both sides of the canal, some more bridges and pedestrian movement. So I don't know that you would see any sort of a boat traffic feature there. I'm not sure it's big enough for that, but they'll work to beautify it and make it more of an amenity. You see that in many areas. We see that in Greeley, the Poudre River Trail. I think it would be something that would really be more pedestrian friendly and create more of an attractive feature for that corridor.
Well, it could be just the sounds of it. If it's developed right, sounds like it could be a real wonderful thing to have happen, because I just love to see some development in these areas. And the idea of tying the campus into all this growth down here is a great idea. Now, there's another section of Greeley, the former Bunnell campus. Do we got anything going on there as far as what's going to progress there next with that spot?
Yeah, in fact, this was this deal was first announced, I believe, just a few months ago, I think in January, where the Bunnell campus, Good Samaritan Society, announced that they would sell that campus. And it would be renovated into apartments. And that deal has now closed. A company out of Boulder, Warm Springs Realty Holdings, has purchased the Bunnell campus for $23.5 million. This just closed a couple of weeks ago. And they are going to convert it into a project called City Line Station, which will be for apartments. So that is another stretch of downtown, really. 8th Avenue, as you know, has undergone a boom here in recent years with the opening of the South Matty projects, the three buildings there. You've got the big 55 plus resort that's under construction now. We've seen conversion of buildings for projects such as Natural Grocers going in downtown. There are a lot of other projects going in downtown, and this investment, I think, just reflects a lot of that activity and investor confidence in the Greeley market and in that 8th Avenue corridor.
No, that's exciting to see that people are still invested and see the growth happening here in Greeley. Chris, talk to me about Spider Active Sports.
Yeah, this is a company that was born in Boulder. It's now headquartered in Louisville. But it has had a long relationship, more than three decades, with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard, and providing the official apparel for U.S. Ski team in the Olympics. Well, after 30 years, they have lost that apparel sponsorship. U.S. Ski and Snowboard just announced that they are going with an Italian brand called Kappa. That will provide its apparel here going forward under this sponsorship agreement. So a lot of people may not be aware that Spider was born and is still here, but it's been a connection, as you've seen the Olympic ski team over the past three decades. They've been wearing Spider activewear. So it's a big loss for Spider. We don't really know whether they haven't really commented as to whether it will have any effect on employment locally or anything of that nature. But it's a definite blow to the prestige of the company to lose this contract.
Well, and nothing says USA like having an Italian brand sportswear on during the Olympics. That makes no damn sense to me.
It is an interesting change, you bet.
Well, I know that Tanner and I had ordered from them a couple of luge suits, and he and I are going to be on the two-man luge team next Olympics, and
we're going for gold, baby.
We're going for gold.
Well, yep. Maybe you could train. You know, there used to be a ski hill in Windsor, and there was talk at one time about bringing that back. So maybe you guys could help do that and do your training right close to home.
Hey, luge for NoCo.
There you go. We're leading the charge.
Hashtag that, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Maybe it could become part of the future legends complex.
There we go.
It's, now we're in. Now Chris, you got it, buddy.
All right, you're coming on the team, too. You're going to be our manager. You're going to be the creator of this.
Luge up, creator.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
People don't want to see me in one of those.
Well, you're probably right. Yeah. I haven't met you, but I already know I don't.
Chris, appreciate your time, my man. What do you got going on at BizWest right now?
We are just ramping up. We've got some major projects, and just a quick tease, we have a new website coming here in a couple of weeks. So that's where we're putting most of our effort right now.
All right, Chris. Appreciate your time, as always, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. There's Chris Wood there. You know, I thought we were going with the Avalanche Luge. I didn't know that we were competing.
There's some things I need to break to you, Tanner.
Yeah.
I have a business plan.
Okay.
First.
I've got no money, so I'm in.
No, I'm just looking for shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
And I think you and I in a luge, on a luge, I don't know. Can we get in one?
I don't know. I don't know either. We're going to find that out. We're gonna do some digging on this.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be more comfortable if I took the lower
yes.
of the luge.
That would be absolutely true.
Okay.
You know, Brian, tell us about one of the great sponsors that we have here on the program. There's so many great Northern Colorado businesses that we get a spotlight with Chris Wood on here, but there's so many that jump in and help make this happen every day.
Well, that's certainly true, Tanner, and thank you for that. A big thank you to OCR, who I'm modeling again today. I wear their clothes a lot, and I'm drinking out of their coffee mug. They're just great people. I've been so impressed with them every time I've had a chance to visit with one of their specialists, and just knowing how they have been serving this community and being a part of the community since 1969. It's not just a place you show up and get checked out. These people entrench themselves in the community and are continuing to do things to raise funds for different organizations in the community. And when it comes to local sports, prep sports and so forth, these folks are on the scene and helping people out through those injuries as well. If you want to get moving like you used to, just schedule your appointment today. They even have same-day appointments. Go to orthohealth.com, orthohealth.com for Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. More with Good Morning NoCo coming your way next on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Tuesday on Good Morning NoCo.
That is exactly right. That's some good 80s stuff there. INXS, one of the best bands. So underrated and such a tragedy that Michael Hutchence died so young. Because, man, that dude could sing. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. I love all of the really cheesy 80s music. Like Flock of Seagulls.
I'm with you. That's when MTV was first popping, was those kind of
right.
bands came out. And it was an image. It was a vibe. And it's fun to go back and listen to that stuff. That's why I love these themed mornings.
Yeah, no, I do too. Angel, can you pull up who sings Ran So Far?
I Ran. That was Flock of Seagulls.
Wait, that was. Okay.
Yeah.
That one is so bad it's good. I love the cheesy 80s music.
No, that was good. I think their lead singer's name was Lamal, who went on to have a solo project that was kind of good too. I like a lot of that weird. I've probably got the albums at home. I mean, I know I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been worth buying an album, but
hey, I figured there had to be more than one good song, and I'm at the time.
Was there?
I don't remember. It was the 80s. Come on, man.
Do you have Ran So Far?
Come on.
What's the, speaking
yes.
of 80s songs, what's the one, something, I'm going to have to think about it during the break. I've got an idea of it, but I don't know how to do it without singing, and I'm not going to sing
Come
for
on.
You guys this morning.
Come on, wait on me a little bit. Come on, what are you afraid of?
I don't, well, nothing, but... I don't know the lyrics well enough.
That's never stopped many people.
Sailed off in a little rowboat to find you. Had to get my laundry clean. What does that mean? Nothing gonna break my stride. Matthew Wilder.
Oh, Matthew Wilder. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Ain't nothing gonna. Yeah,
I
that one.
Keep on moving.
That one is so bad, it's good as well. That and what is hilarious to me is, you know, all the young people now. Don't know that music, and like that one had a huge, like they had to make a ton of money because there was a TikTok that was going around that had, I mean, everybody was trying to recreate it with that song on there. I'm like, that's how I learned about it, was through TikTok. So some of these songs are It's history. It's going to repeat itself on the music front. There's not a whole lot of good music being made anymore either.
And I would agree with that wholeheartedly, which is why most of the songs today sample music from the past.
Yes.
To, you know, to get the beat going and to get those grooves. Nobody comes on stage with an instrument anymore.
No.
You know, unless it's very rare for new music.
It's auto-tune. It's just, I mean, we could have a whole conversation about this, but the good music, there's not a whole lot anymore. I'm classic rock and country, and there's only a few country artists right now that are pumping out new music that I truly enjoy. A lot of it's now pop.
Two of those are going to be at Empower Field on Saturday, Luke Combs and Cody Johnson.
Yes, Kojo is incredible.
They are two of my favorites without a doubt, and that's real working man, blue collar country.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Jordan Davis tweeted at Luke Combs and said that $100 that you want ain't gonna fill up your tank of gas anymore in a scratch off ticket. that's not gonna get it done. So
that's so true. But I tell you, Empower Field is gonna be filled with lookalikes.
Oh, nice.
You know, there are so many people who look like him, dress like him, and show up at the show.
All right, the big dog texting in saying beautiful about our singing too. So that's always good.
Thank you. That's
hour number three. Get your requests in on an 80s Tuesday. We got another hour to go. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, baby.